This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
There's probably six or seven guys I could name that I would rather do.
You can only really serve one ass.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee at the club.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch. Bye, bitch. Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go. Freaking punch it, bitch. Resourceful little bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Blackface, thank you. I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Dropping a road rage incident.
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Because this bitch is behind maintenance.
Recently, I've noticed, I've had two minor people freak out on me lately.
Over what?
Well, I don't know if anyone's had this, but when you're turning into a parking lot, a lot of times the person that's exiting the parking lot does not get over on their side.
A lot of times, I would say like most of the time.
They're like in the middle.
Because their car is swinging out, but they haven't made the full swing yet. So they're like hanging at an angle and they're blocking more than half of the entry.
Yes. Yeah. So when I'm going to turn in, I do not have to wait for you to leave. I am in front of you. And when I am going to turn in, like, I am as far right as I can go, right?
And you're not going to hop the curb.
Yeah, I'm not hopping the curb. And I've had twice, like in the last week, someone that's exiting that is then we have to kind of both stop, right? Because I'm kind of cutting him off. And then that guy loses his S at me. And I'm like, wait, he just, you know, he
what did you want me to do?
He's yelling. He's giving me the finger. It happened yesterday. And I'm like, well...
Was it our parking lot?
No. Oh. No. This one was at a little, like a quickie mart placed by me. And then the other one was pulling into the gym. And I'm so confused by that. Because that has happened before, but twice, just like in the last like week, that's gone down. And, like, are you so irrational that you don't realize it is your fault? Because I did. After the second time it happened, I had to take like a survey of myself. I'm like, wait, am I doing this wrong? And then I was like, no. So if I'm going down the road and you're exiting the parking lot and I assume that you are exiting in an appropriate manner, and I go to turn in and I'm as far right as I can go, and you have not given me enough room to pull in, or I am blocking you from pulling out, that in no way is on me. I did a deep dive into this. I sat in the parking lot for a second. I was like, let's figure this out. I mean, the only thing that I could have done is like, because he has not exited the parking lot. He's coming out.
Right.
And I'm turning in. I do not have to stop in the road and wait for him to exit.
To clear out. No, no,
that is not... why we have an entryway that is big enough
for two cars.
Yeah. And if you are turning left, you have to wait for me. And if you're turning right and I'm still blocking you, that means that you are absolutely way the hell over. And I think that's ultimately what I decided. I think people are not going to the right. I think people are taking up the whole... I think they're taking up the middle of the driveway, entryway.
They're approaching it as if they have the entire width of it with which to exit, not anticipating your car coming.
Yes.
And you need to be making that exit, leaving enough space for a second car. And most people don't, it feels like.
Yes. And then it's always interesting when someone loses their S. I thought about the road rage thing. Yep. Punch it, bitch.
Yeah.
And both of these people, because at that point, you are very close.
Freaking punch it,
like you're
bitch.
You're right there. You're within like 2 feet. And both of those, I was like, dude, is this guy going to get out of his car? Like, he was fuming, especially this last one, the yesterday. Dude was steaming mad.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
And I was like, what are you? That's on you.
Yeah.
Had you just, because he was turning right. Had he just gotten over, he could have turned right and this all would have been avoided.
I do feel like that is often at the root. When you have an altercation like this, it's almost never because two people believe the same thing as far as right of way is concerned. There are so many drivers that are like misinformed about what they're actually entitled to on the road and what they just feel they should be entitled to on the road.
Because I'm well aware, I am not a fantastic driver. I'm not a bad driver, but I'm not.
That's different than knowing the rules.
Well, but I'm not like, you know, every guy thinks like he can do three things. Every guy thinks he can like beat up anybody on earth because he's just going to go red when he gets angry. Every guy thinks he can barbecue, and every guy thinks that he's like Jeff Gordon, right?
Sure.
No matter what. I am very honest about my abilities, right? Like, half the time that something goes, like if I'm on the road and someone starts honking at me, my first inclination is,
what did I do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
And I'm the first one to like raise my hand and be like, I don't want to be doing this either.
My bad. I didn't realize.
My bad. And so I'm always, when the anger comes, I always have to assess the situation. Did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
And I don't think most people are. I think most people assume whatever. If you have to stop or you have to like you have to make a sudden brake job, they always assume it's the other person as opposed to looking inward. Because I assume like if someone has to stop their car, I'm like, oh, damn. Like, what? You know, what? Oh, no, that was me. And then we get so angry. I think we're just angry that we're not good. We're not good at something that we think we should be good at. And I don't know why everyone thinks they should be good at driving.
Yeah, it's like everyone expects the benefit of the doubt that society...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is it has determined you're good because you have a license or something. It's like, no. Just because you passed your test 20 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever it is, doesn't mean you're good at this. We're not all good at everything.
I mean, like I said, there's varying degrees.
I'm a fine driver. I don't think I'm a perfect driver.
No, I'm not bad. But if someone else wants to drive, then knock yourself out. We get a lot of unnecessary anger. So to that guy driving like, and I always thought he was like driving like an 88 Honda Accord that was like poo brown. I wanted to roll down my window and be like, you hate your car. Don't hate me. Like that's
you hate your car. Yeah. You might hate yourself.
Yeah,
don't hate me.
Yeah, don't hate me. I'm not responsible. That's why I don't flip anyone off. I'm not out to try to cause anyone any sort of road rage. That's not my mission out there. It's none of that. And someone did suggest something the other day that I have taken. If someone does something that I don't like it, I will not flip them off. I do the thumbs down. someone said that on the text program a long time ago. And I have completely adopted it.
I think of your Mets guy doing that.
Yes.
You know, the guy in the overalls with the bushy beard and the glasses. Yeah.
I find it to be a softer, I'm not happy with what you're doing.
But also a little bit Commodus the Emperor.
Yes. And it's not an F you.
Great pull.
I don't want to give you the bird. I'm not trying to be aggressive. I just want
disapprove.
You to...
Disapprove. I'm not saying, hey, F you, buddy. I'm just saying bad.
Yes. So that's become my new go-to.
Can I co-opt that? I won't say that I came up with it. I want to adopt that.
That was the text program.
Oh, wonderful.
So when that angry Accord guy started yelling at me, and he was all sorts of pissed off, that's what I gave him. I just looked at him, and I gave him the thumbs down. I was like, yeah.
And it's one of those things that might even piss them off more, because it's like you're not really engaging them with the full-on F you. You're just like, disapprove.
Yes. It's a nice... Now, I'm going to say, wait till I give someone the thumb down and they shoot me. And I'm like,
yeah, sure.
I'm like, dude, I was just giving you the thumbs
down. Maybe not the great idea you thought.
I just think it's a nicer, comical way, especially if you smile while doing it. You know, you give them a little smile and a wink. You're like, ah, you know, thumbs down. Because that's now, I either do the my bad. I try to do the my bad, tap the chest. Mm-hmm. My fault. Or I give you the thumbs down. Or I just smile and drive away.
I will also do the, I'll do the... I guess it's akin to the smile and drive away. If someone is super impatient and they're just being an ass, I'll do the big smile and grin and like, good job, good for you as they go on by.
See right here, people do this all the time. They take the middle of the street when turning in general.
Yep.
Or I work at a business complex, 112th in Vancouver. Every day this happens to me. Someone turning left out in the middle thinks it's larger.
Your plight is felt across the region.
We need to be better. If you are entering or exiting a driveway, you do not have access to that entire driveway. Because you never know when someone else, as you approach it, you may think, oh, I'm in the middle of it and I've got, but no, someone can be coming up and go to turn and now you're an ass because you've cut everyone off. And if that's the case, it is upon you to stop, back up, give that person more room. That is not on the person turning.
Yep.
And you certainly don't have the right in your brown Accord to then get all angry and all aggro and yelling at someone. By the way, you're way too big to be driving that Honda Accord. So do some push-ups away from the table and get yourself a bigger car.
Yeah, the text line says it's the dad. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. It hurts so bad.
Yes. I wish I don't... Whoever you were on the text program that suggested that, I just want you to know, I wish I could give you credit, but it's amazing, and it's changed my driving. Because I was never... I'm not a middle finger guy. Because I am not about I am not about the road rage. I let that S go a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in getting shot. Not interested in any sort of conflict. So I don't flip anyone off. And so I never knew what to do when I was unhappy. And the thumbs down has really given me. I feel like it's given me a
I'm
nice.
I'm inspired.
It's a nice little tool. And if I'm really angry at you, I'm gonna give you the double. I'm gonna give you the double. And I wish we had the windows down because I would give you one of these. Womp womp.
Yeah, give him a womp womp
the
on it.
The double thumbs down.
That's excellent. Well, we've accomplished nothing so far, but as is the club's want to do, that's kind of standard for us.
Yeah.
I do want to get to something that you've been telling us all along, Souk. you have very few rules for life, but when your relationship is in the throes of controversy or on the rocks, there's a couple things you don't do.
Two things you never do.
And it's just been proven once again. It's coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.